Many of the more than 2 million Iraqi refugees now in Jordan and Syria hope to build new lives elsewhere. And for young artists forced to flee Iraq, talent is one way out. Invitations from Europe are the prize, an opportunity to perform and perhaps find a new life. From Damascus, NPR's Deborah Amos has the story of one young dancer.
The Iraqi refugee community in Damascus is a haven for young artists, filmmakers, painters, dancers. They say the country they left behind has no place for them, not now anyway. And like most refugees, they have time on their hands, which they spend developing their talents.
We don't have a dance culture in Iraq, so I feel responsible that I make dance inside Iraq, dance culture.
23-year-old Mohammed Rashid joined a contemporary dance company in Baghdad in 2003. But when the company fled the country, he quickly founded his own group in Damascus called Iraqi Bodies. The dance group combines Western, Japanese, and Iraqi folklore dance styles. During a break, he says all the hours of rehearsal, all the hard work have finally paid off. An invitation to perform in Holland.
I will perform there in a dance festival. You should do something good because you are from Iraq, you know?
What does that mean?
It's like you should go there and tell the world that there is artists in Iraq. Not all the Iraqis carry guns on the street.
Rashid is evasive when asked if he'll return to Damascus after the festival. European visas are highly prized by the refugee community because an invitation to one capital opens the door to all of the European Union and a host of asylum opportunities. But Rashid knows to announce an intention to stay for good could jeopardize the invitation. Now, he's focused on a dance performance in Damascus, perhaps his last in the Arab world for a while, where he debuts his dance, The Crying of My Mother. The theater is an old stone building, cold and damp, but there's a good turnout, Syrians and some Iraqis. The performance is both beautiful and violent. Two brothers who love each other, turn on each other, die in each other's arms. It is everything Mohammed Rashid wants to say about his country, a message he believes too dangerous to deliver inside Iraq.
We are the main problem, we as an Iraqi people. I mean, we have a lot of problem in our culture, and that's why they killed each other. I understand there is American military and there is a lot of bad hands from outside Iraq, but I think it's in our hands. We can fix the problem or we can make the problem a huge problem.
The performance is a hit with this audience, including two Iraqis, Yasser and Miriam Rahim.
It's very beautiful. I like it.
Did it speak about Iraq, do you think?
Yes, I love it. It was very, very beautiful.
It's very fantastic, very brilliant.
A few days later, Mohammed and his brother are packing their few belongings in their one-bedroom basement apartment in Damascus.
Yalla yalla, tini adabi. Hello? Shlonek? Mustaqlek?
Mohammed is saying goodbye to his family.
So I think I will go to Holland and I try to find my future there. And if I succeed, I will stay there. And if I will not, who knows, maybe I will come back to Iraq.
Mohammed Rashid did dance at the Dutch festival, then was accepted for asylum when he applied a week later. His success has been telegraphed throughout the Iraqi arts community in Damascus, where young dancers and filmmakers and composers are working harder than ever. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Damascus.